just take a minute, okay? Look, you have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay? Well, fuck, let's get it, Nate. Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wire? With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world. Cucks off, I push you bitches.
Who was me? Who the fuck was me? You're looking at me. Hooray!
This is a comedy show. And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
And they call it a mime.
A mime.
I'm retarded.
The cheese tax.
Oh!
It's me.
The retards.
Obama.
Good evening, cowards.
Welcome, welcome,
welcome, Obama.
It's the comeback. It's the comeback kings themselves, Jim and Them. Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is a Corey Feldman show.
Dude,
you are tuned in live.
The views don't lie, Jim. Yeah,
the views do not
the
lie.
YouTube the views do not
text.
Lie.
The Feld tax.
You're tuned in live right now at twitch.tv/Jim and Them. And of course, the Jim and Them YouTube. Speaking of the Jim and Them YouTube.
Home of Corey Feldman.
Yeah, our latest video is number one in our last 10 releases. With like a 14K views within
Ooh,
3 days.
Jim and Them across America.
All Corey all the time, ladies and germs.
What's that scallywag up to today?
Yeah.
Being a chomo? Yeah.
And I mean, don't worry. We actually do have some Corey stuff to get into.
Don't worry, you guys.
Right, now.
Nobody worry.
I know you were worried.
Yeah, a lot of people are out there like sweating like, are they going to even talk about Corey this week? Where are they?
Kamala Harris, we don't give a shit. What's Corey? What podcast was Corey on? Who the fuck is Kamala Harris?
What lies did he tell this week?
Well, I realize we've been fucking wasting all this time like trying to talk about new stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Because I've seen there are other shows that only talk about Corey. And they get views. They get more views than us. So that's why we're like MLC. The Misery Loves Company podcast hosted by Kevin Brennan.
Okay.
You know, all he talks about. All he talks about is like Stuttering John or like Shuli or what's that other guy?
Oh, Jimbo.
Fuck, what's that other guy?
Shuli, Jimbo,
Beetlejuice,
Zuckman.
Chad Zumok. Yeah, Zuckman. Yeah, you're almost there. But it's like Corey Feldman's like our Chad Zumok, if you will.
Okay.
If you're wondering.
But I feel like we don't. Here's the thing. I feel like what they do on that show is they just like.
Well, they start wars. They do battles.
Yeah, they're kind of voyeuristic of another person's life. What we are doing is we're just following the Corey nonsense like he's a character.
Well, we're just warning people. We're warning people. Don't get sucked in. Yeah. You may think Corey Feldman's safe.
No.
We tried to be voyeuristic of Sarah's hubby's life, and he stopped posting.
Yeah.
Little bitch ass.
And then Blue is just like... just a sad echo.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you heard. I think when you were not here a couple weeks ago, we checked back in on Blue.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got like a cast of characters now. Hold on, it started playing there.
That's pretty good. I liked it.
He's got a cast of characters now that are just, you know, more dirtbags. Oh, yeah. He also has an AI girlfriend that he uses a lot.
Yeah, he has one of those
it's
apps.
The saddest thing you've ever seen. He's streaming. And you know, like someone on Twitch usually streaming their game, but he just has a big window of just this like CGI girl that he talks to.
He's like, "What's going on?"
She's like, "Tell me about your problems, babe."
And he's like,
"What the fuck? This is amazing."
Know, but it's never his answer is always like, "You know, just hanging out."
You know,
the AI literally gets bored of them and leaves.
That sounds good. Yeah, they literally don't know what to say or understand him half the time.
It's like her, and it really does just outgrow him.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to find his AI girlfriend later to show Mike. But yeah, you're also subscribed. Patreon.com/JimAndThem. We just recorded a supersized version of Watch This where we discuss some recent films.
He asks the eye for money.
Yeah, he does. we talked some recently watched films as well as the big Marvel release, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Snicked, Bob.
Yeah.
Let's just say what are you doing there, five Bob? Stars across the board.
Let's just say five stars across
Let's
the board.
Let's just say.
Everyone said five stars.
Five stars across the board.
No spoilers. Five stars. One of the best movies I've ever seen.
Five stars across the board.
What else we got? We also put up our first episode of Scarf Dogs went up this week. That's currently available on patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Great app.
Yeah, it's a good app.
How would you describe Scarf Dogs? What is Scarf Dogs?
Well, kind of a spoiler. It's not really a spoiler, but like going behind the scenes is we just turn on the mics and I was like, hey, let's just do a food show. Not even we didn't even think about like what it would be.
It's like the end of the episode.
And you hear us at the end of the episode, we're like, what do we call this?
Mike's like,
wait, Scarf Dogs. We're like, oh yeah, we are the fucking Scarf Dogs.
We're fucking retarded. Now, Jim, that was a good explanation, but it wasn't melodic enough for me.
Party till we cry, scarf till we die, cause our arteries are clogged. One scarf, you know the deal, Scarf Dogs. Yes, but yeah, we're open to some suggestions for further Scarf Dogs.
Scarf Dogs.
Where we can maybe try some foods, getting a fights over
it. We should just do pita and sauces.
Yeah, we just do pita and sauces, which is great.
That's how you get the pure taste of the sauce, you know?
I had a guy from Boston named Peter.
Give me some of that Walmart cane sauce.
Yeah, give me the Walmart cane sauce. I'm Lois.
I can report the viral rumors are true. The Walmart cane sauce does taste like canes, and the Walmart burger sauce is essentially Big Mac sauce.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, girl.
Plan accordingly.
I can also follow up. I have been reattempting to use chopsticks again.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's
a chopstick.
I have so much information.
A
career
filler.
Okay, I think I've narrowed down my difficulty. Often, the chopsticks I have had to use have been round. And I think that might be the problem. I think
they should be square.
Well, a lot of the disposable ones that you get in restaurants are just round.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and so I have been trying with square ones to more success than I've ever had. So I think my problem was, as a person who wanted to learn how to use chopsticks.
As a person of color.
Yeah, as a person of color, Italian.
I feel like that goes without saying. As a POC, Mike Steele. I'm half black, the bottom half.
Yeah, the good half.
And
just your feet.
I went online and I just bought some chopsticks.
Well, that's the same thing. Maybe that was been my problem as well. Because, dude, I bought like a pack of chopsticks. I have like 20 pairs now because it was like $10.
Yeah,
but the ones I got are like fiberglass and they're not rounded and they're
mine are round and there's like a
you're letting that hold you back.
It was like
this is cope.
It was like tan colored plastic round ones and then stainless steel round ones. Mm. And the thing is when you it goes between here and then like you kind of pin it with your ring finger. It wants to roll off of my ring finger.
Yes.
And I think the round, I can't be for sure, but this is the most success I've ever shown.
Okay.
Is that seems to be the issue. Every time I'm having problems, it's because of that. So I'm going to try to do some like more squared off ones and see how it goes. I will report back in, but
Mike
I.
Mike Steele sounds his whiner with chopsticks. He's a maniac.
His whiner. You sound your whiner with chopsticks, you maniac. But I have maniac Mike, but
I promised you guys that I would give it another attempt.
By the time we're in Japan, I'm confident, buddy, you're going to be using damn straws. I mean, the round, I think, is all mental on there.
I've never really
thought about it because a lot of them still have the rounded end part. It's usually the top is always square.
Well, I'm going to give it a shot. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm just like...
I'm just saying, I think that might be more in your mind, if anything. Maybe you just got a better grip.
But yeah, so that's my
that gorilla grip pussy.
That is where I am with the chopsticks.
Hell yeah. Well, because for people, if you weren't aware, we our countdown to Japan, we're like 38 days out. We will be Japan boys. We will be doing a show from Japan as well, like we did last time.
Yeah.
And we'll also have Tales from the Road. And also, we'll probably have a lot of exclusive Patreon content from there, because even though Mike hates it, we're going to be some vlogging ass Americans traveling through Japan.
Yeah, we're doing to them what they do to us.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They'll appreciate
it. Yeah, they'll be trying to take a picture in front of the big fake Jaws at Universal, and we're going to walk in front of them and take our own picture instead.
Let's go. We're going to film with an iPad.
But yes, so history happened again a couple days.
The problem is not the chopsticks. The problem is that you're white.
Whoa.
Wow, Daewoo. Well, a Puerto Rican of all. You're going to take that from a Puerto Rican?
I wonder if I can eat.
They're Mongols.
I wonder if I can use chopsticks to eat that low-hanging fruit he just used to make that joke.
Get his ass.
Low-hanging fruit? You mean his balls? Because my man's got short legs.
But, history happened once again a few short days after the recording of our episode last week. Although we did call it, if you check the end of part two, I did say, hey, timestamp it right now. But the rumors are Biden's out of the race on Sunday, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Now, I know you come to us for your hard-hitting political news.
Oh, Mamna.
But, I mean, these things are just so big. We got to talk about them.
Yeah.
People thought Biden was dead for days.
Oh, yeah. He was bunker. Well, he got sick with COVID.
Yeah, it was strange that he didn't. Like, usually when something happens, like, they come out to the podium or whatever, and they say, you know, my fellow Americans, I've made this decision. Like,
they didn't even roll out the VR Biden that like walks through things.
Yeah, he just had a picture of a letter that he put on his Twitter.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
I just assumed they took him to the
signature's wrong.
I thought they took him to a glue factory it's like an old horse.
They took him to a glue factory. It's that old guy trying to put two glue cans together and it's Biden.
Oh, man. Whoa.
Come on, man.
Although they do think, even though they brought him out sometime midweek or a few days ago, people are like, he's all of a sudden taller. Like, people think this is not real Biden. They think it's either a clone or just an actor.
He keeps shape-shifting.
Like, it's bigger Luke?
Yes, yes. Like bigger Luke.
It's bigger Biden or it's Biden?
Yeah, Biden's back. Yeah, show Biden height.
Because there's got to be, because I saw some people talking about it.
Oh, he's giant.
He's like giant.
Is that Barron? That's Barron Trump.
Not his usual height difference in both the photo and video. Hold on. There's one that had here it is. This is the one I think I saw. There's a line test. Let me pull this up for the chat.
They're both filling the green line test.
Standing on.
Oh, no, not you.
Just some apple boxes.
I'm going to tell you something, man. I love it.
I love it.
Yeah, his whisper that he does?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something, man. I love Israel.
I love that there. He was like, we never sent them 500 or it's like 500 pound bombs. We sent a couple 200 pound bombs.
That's all. Check out these two photos of Benjamin Netanyahu and Joe Biden. In the first one, Joe is almost the same height as Netanyahu, but in the second, he's practically towering over him. All right, let's take a look at the second.
Well, we saw a large Biden in that video. Jesus.
Yeah, dude, he's towering over this motherfucker.
I mean,
now
that's clearly an angle.
No.
No.
Look at in the proximity to the portrait's head. Don't you see?
What are those lines supposed to even imply?
Top that's of Netanyahu. Height. And then we got the shoulders.
What's the other lines they do when you're like standing next to a girl?
It's
or
the
whatever.
Green line test.
What is that?
You're the green line if you're leaning into. So they draw a line on if you're leaning in or standing straight. She should always be leaning into you because you're the Sigma provider or whatever. If you're leaning into her, she's got you by the balls. You're a cuck. She has a husband and a boyfriend. Just classic Sigma stuff, you know.
Man, I don't know anything about any of that because I'm too fucking.
Because you got no riz. That's why you can't mog.
Yeah.
Hard to argue with such irrefutable statements as that.
The zip I tried to TTS. Jew Biden. I don't think TTS says Jew, but it might.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't that go through?
Say Chew. I bet it will sound
Jew bad. Biden. Try Chew Biden.
I bet like Omamna. I think Omamna should
Omamna.
Be the one. Omamna. Whenever we see Kamala.
Oh, Kamala. Omamna. Yeah.
Mamala. Drew Barrymore's.
Let's see if the video shows us better of how tall he is now.
Large
he
have
is.
That guy that's talking to the screen. That should be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that one.
You see right here. All those videos are always like, you see right here.
All right, so this is in comparison to his wife, Jill.
It's in comparison to the roof.
When's she next to him, though? She's not really, she's behind him.
She's like 3 feet tall.
Do people not understand how cameras work? Like, have you ever
look at him, he's 8 feet tall.
They never watched the making of Lord of the Rings before.
Well, have you ever, like, have you ever seen...
They're next to each other. Although that, I guess that looks like it's supposed to be, what, a 5'6" to a 6 foot?
Well, but again, even just, like, video and lens ratios can make people's heights, bodies, hell, your face. If you, like, look at a camera and you have different lenses, you're, like, at the exact same angle, your face looks like a different face.
No,
like,
they say the camera don't lie.
Camera don't lie.
I think
they also say it adds 10
feet. I think retards assume that everything's identical.
Mike's been watching too much deepfake shit.
Yeah, you've been on Blue Anon way too long. Why are you a Blue Anon guy all of a sudden?
All I'm on earth is what I'm saying, the Blue Anon thing.
This crazy Blue Anon guy. We're trying to talk about real conspiracies.
I haven't heard. Is Blue Anon a thing? Is that an actual?
That's what the Democratic's doing. And you got to get plugged in with the meme. Yeah, Blue Anon is when Democrats immediately turned into conspiracy theorists about the shooting. I mean, they may have existed before it. Okay,
let's see what Jody M has to say when he's talking to his TV about Biden.
Right off the bat, it's clear there's a filter on this guy's face. Like, this is a fake video. Yeah.
Who's on the line?
Oh, Mamna.
It's the real Joe Biden.
Oh, sorry, you were breaking up.
Yeah. Cope.
What? You broke up. Okay.
Oh, man. I think he said Jew Cope.
I think he said Chew Biden Moon Cope.
Maybe.
I think the Blue Anon scrambled that. It's like when the guy tried to call about Area 51 and the radio tower goes down.
This is clearly a fucking filter.
We're looking at a fire.
This is a filter.
I think right now, I mean, it could be. I think it's just when you film a TV, it looks a little
off. Yeah, it's his monitor sideways. No. It's his chat monitor.
Look at that face.
It is a computer monitor, but yeah, let's see.
For a minute, this is 7 reasons why this is not Joe Biden.
7?
I'm comparing the address from yesterday to the address of 10 days ago.
Whoa.
Assassination on Donald
Trump. Here we go. First, the voice.
Americans, I want to speak to you tonight about the need for us to lower the temperature in our politics.
Okay. Well, that's a different guy.
That was like sped up almost.
Yeah, it's almost like this video is nonsense.
The other guy's taller and smoother.
Oh, Americans, I want to speak to you tonight about the need for us to lower the temperature in our politics.
Who is that?
My fellow Americans.
What the fuck?
I'm speaking to you tonight from behind the resolute desk in the Oval Office.
Their voices are way different. And why did this man have the need to want to say that he is sitting at the Oval Office when it's very clear as day that we know that he's sitting at the Oval Office?
Okay. Like they would have they would go through all the trouble to get a lookalike, but then like mess it up by over explaining it. Yeah. Like when you do the bad impression, be like, I'm Joe Biden.
I'm Joe Biden.
Hey, it's me, Joe Biden.
Donald Trump.
It's the president from the Oval Office, Joe Biden.
Great guy.
I'm sad to hear about Omamna.
Right, next, we shall compare the wrinkles on Joe Biden's face.
Great guy.
Remember,
that's a clone. I'm sorry.
We're enemies.
Forehead.
We're neighbors. We're friends. Co-workers.
Lots of wrinkles. Lots of wrinkles.
He cuts the one with like the eyebrow chin filter on.
First one looking like Yakub.
Surrounded by portraits.
This does sound like a guy we can trust. Is he right here?
Thomas Jefferson wrote the immortal...
Look at the wrinkle difference.
It's a different guy, though, clearly.
It's huge.
Yeah, one has a filter on it and the other one doesn't.
Way more squinted. Over here, 10 days ago.
Yesterday.
It does look like he just has one of those smooth feature filters.
Or like a shrink your face like 10% and so it looks weird filter. I've seen those as well. People have been doing that to J.D. Vance a lot. Where they've been putting up photos of him like that, no one questions them, and they're like, ha, we photoshopped him, and you didn't even realize we did it.
Guide this nation. George Washington showed us president.
Yeah, see that one right there? That's my president. That one?
Yeah. That's my president.
Not smooth guy. I don't know who the smooth guy is.
The one with the...
Not my president. Not my president.
The Instagram filter one is nobody's president.
Yeah.
What?
He's a clone.
What is this guy doing with that hand?
I reckon as president.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
The one that looks like a pug.
This Joe does have hairy hands.
hairy.
Did
hands.
They like Botox up the real Joe? What is the actual explanation for this? Yeah, last and certainly not least. Do they use Snapchat filters on live addresses?
It could just be a filter. A lot of cameras just have. Well, I mean, this guy could be using it on his phone though too.
Gentlemen. Especially look at.
He's tall.
Yeah, look how tall he is.
He's huge. Picture frames. Someone just finally like pushed his chair up, the little knob on the bottom. They're like, all right, Joe's sliding down in the chair again. Just a few months. They have him strapped to something.
It's weird that there are psychos out here that think that this is like them doing science.
No, they did. Look, I mean, it's a different guy. I don't know how they did it. It's probably like latex or something.
Look how close he gets at the end of this video.
Yeah,
there.
That's like an album cover right there. The Blood Brothers, March on Electric Children. That looks like Trump. Is it Trump? Is he already in there?
Oh, mom, no. Oh, yeah.
It's me, Joe Biden.
I'm a great guy.
We're banning abortions.
Listen
I
up,
hate
Jack.
Trump. He's a Nazi.
Listen up, Jack. I got something to tell you. I'm here forever.
I am kind of impressed at how quick everyone got behind Kamala Harris.
What's the coconut tree?
I don't know either.
Oh, pull up coconut tree.
They love that meme.
That is all I've seen, and I didn't. I could not figure out what
the real
that
coconut
meant.
Tree thing is crazy. I don't know if that, aren't they trying to flip it like this is our thing.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, here's the first clip.
What's hilarious is that Joe Biden had Dark Brandon.
Yeah.
And Kamala Harris, like less than a week as the main nominee, has like a million Dark Brandons. Like all these gaffe and bad things that they keep trying to own and be like, no, this rocks actually.
Yeah, it's actually Brat Girl Summer. I'm a retard slut.
She is Brat for sure.
I'm a retard slut.
It's almost like she fucking sucks. Yeah, and everybody's trying to
hide. My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
Oh, I did see this.
You exist in the context.
We did watch this.
Yeah, we did watch
of
this.
Of all in which you live you. And what came
But it's not memorable
you.
Or good.
It's memorable that it makes no sense, and it's her trying to be relatable.
You live and what
you
came
exist in the
you.
Context of everything.
So all of this is part of the work of...
And she's like, I'm a brat girl retard.
It would be great. It would be brat girl summer if she picked Hillary as her VP.
What's brat girl summer?
Mike, you're so brat, you don't even know it's brat girl summer.
It's been brat girl summer for Mike for about 32 years. He had a little time as a baby.
Is it because I'm like a catty bitch about the dudes?
Well, no.
I'm a catty bitch about a lot of things.
Being brat is like being a dumb bitch, but also like knowing that you're a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
And just being like, hey, whatever, I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, baby.
It's Brad like
girl summer, dude. I am
it's
Brad
sicko
girl.
Mode for girls.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
It's
you
going goblin mode for girls.
That is something that I can say is not terribly untrue.
I don't think our TTS is working.
Oh, what happened?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe Maniac Mike cut the wires when we found out his deep state blew in on time.
Brat girl Mike is fucking. I like Brat girl Mike pulling everything out of the back of Jim's computer.
Brat girl Mike.
Yeah, it's just one of those artists that only girls and gay people know about. Charlie XCX.
Okay.
And they just
they
spaz out. I mean, I've heard of her, but she spazzes every time she does anything.
Well, she's on a track that was on our playlist. I remember
she's in a remix of one of the
100 Gex.
The 100 Gex songs. Yeah.
I mean, I know of her, and I have no opinion against. Her, but they're one of those people act like they're like blah.
It's
like Lana Del Rey for them.
I just learned about Brat this week. Yeah, it's like her name of her album or something too.
Well, I know Brat is also what you're supposed to do when you have the flu. It's like beans, rice.
What beans?
Something and toast.
I've never heard
beans,
that.
Rice, and toast.
That just sounds like English breakfast, and she is English.
Oh, well, it's like they're all super bland things that you can eat to make sure you don't throw up.
You think you just fell out of the coconut tree? You exist in the context of which you live and what came before you.
Maybe I'm being brat girl Mike right now by misremembering what brat
is. You're ratting it up.
Yeah,
right
maybe
now.
You're beans, rice, and toast Mike.
My dating profile does say that I'm...
brat girl?
I'm dumb, but I'm also kind of tall. And girls like tall guys, so it seems like a decent trade-off.
You should, you should cut that down to "I'm a brat girl slut." Just that's all it says. Brat girl slut.
Get rid of everything
6'7".
Else.
You know, Barron Trump is 6'7".
6'7"?
Yeah, he's a tall, monster. He's a tall glass of water. For
damn,
sure.
that's some fucking Lil Wayne.
He's gonna open the top of the White House and grab who's ever in there, and pull him out.
Oh, wait, no, he's 6 foot, 7 foot, not 6 foot, seven.
6 foot, 7 inches, 6 foot, 7 inches.
Still, you know what? I stand by my joke.
Banana.
Thanks, dude. I'm owning it.
Banana rice apple toast. I've never heard of this.
Oh, banana.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Not,
beans. You've never heard of this?
Not beans. Yeah, banana. Yeah, they're all.
Except for some grilling
they
beans.
That's the diet you're supposed to eat when you're like super sick and puking, because those are all like relatively tame things for like your body to not reject and less likely to throw up. And then if you do throw them up, they throw up easier, I guess.
Oh, I think it's a beer, rice wine, alcohol. Tits.
Whoa! Sucking on a titty and puking.
Wants you.
Sucking on a lactating titty while you're sick.
Oh, Brat Girls ain't loyal. Oh. Chris Brown's on the remix.
What's Skamala? Oh, that's a dollar sign.
It's some sort of crypto, maybe. I don't
understand why people like Kamala.
Ooh, Skamala, though, would be pretty good.
Well, yeah, there's always, anytime a thing is a thing, I'm sure there's a brat coin. There's always a shit coin that comes out.
Yeah.
Towns in the YouTube chat. Time for some more Salem witch trial discussion. Yeah, absolutely. Because I dropped the knowledge that it was Brat Girl Summer back then.
Yeah,
it was the brats were the problem.
Oh,
the
so
men
you,
were trying to save the witches, and the dumb brats kept saying like, "She's a witch, she's a witch."
I forgot that's about true. Your insane witch.
It's
take.
Not insane. I went to Salem.
No, that's really what happened.
There we go. All right, it's working now. But no, I went to Salem and was taught by people in Salem themselves that it was women doing that shit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always remember. Bitches. Bitches be crazy.
Bitches do accusing, be crazy.
And then they're all being Brat Girl Summer. And so that's how you found out about Brat Girl Summer?
I found out about it because someone asked Kevin
Mega
Feige.
Mega Mike is a witch as well as a brat.
Yeah, Mega Mike.
I got fucking witch vibes and thick thighs, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah. Someone was asking Kevin Feige if he was a brat or something.
You.
Okay.
I'm glad TTS works again.
Well, J-O-O is pronounced as you.
Huh. Yeah. Because they don't want to say it's a Jew Mexican ever, J. Maybe. There's probably like a filter to keep you from saying it.
Wait, I'm a Mexican J, too.
Mexican J.
Wait, no, it's a Russian J?
Those are my favorite.
Mexican J is an H.
Those are my favorite ones to smoke. The Mexican J's.
Middies. Brown middies.
Brickweed. Hey, Sam, let me smoke that joint.
Holy shit, he's smoking brickweed. It's your mixtape.
2024, smoking brickweed.
Shut the fuck up, we're smoking Mexican brickweed.
But yeah, there was a quick pivot where they were like,
hey, Joe Biden, take a sad mic and make him MAGA.
Oh, there you go, Joe Biden.
Great.
Yule Biden.
Yeah, there was a quick pivot where they're like, well, Donald Trump is the oldest man to ever run for president. Because now that Biden's out, we can be like, fuck yeah.
That is
this motherfucker's
summer.
Old as shit.
That's Brat Girl as hell.
I was telling my mom about that a little bit because she was kind of asking me about how that stuff worked. And I was like, here's the thing, Mom. Biden is older than Trump, but not by that much.
Yes.
But like when you look at them, Trump doesn't seem like a crazy old man. And Biden seems like a doddering old
man. Yeah, he's like a guy you're
they're
like
both old.
Wandering through the line at McDonald's. Like,
yes, but yeah, Biden seems like an old man who's like lost at the nursing home.
Yeah.
Where Trump does not evoke that type of age. What is that?
And then Kamala.
You're making? And,
no, I said something in my teeth.
Oh, okay. And then
you're making like, I thought you were looking at me.
I had like a weird grin, but yeah, because I was like using the side of my grin and my tongue to like move
I thought you were going to do a like character, and I was like waiting for it to happen, and it didn't.
Smiling Joe Biden. It's smiling Joe Biden. He's here. Look at his weird face.
I thought you were just being like a weird old man.
Well, and that's true. Yeah, like he does feel like a doddering old man, but it's also true that Kamala
Obama
feels like... Kamala feels like mom.
It's Mamala versus Papa.
No, I mean, I'm Papa saying, Trump. Like, I'm voting for her. She feels like mommy.
Yeah, that's true.
I got crushed by an Obama.
I did have to, I also did get you guys to be proud of me. I did teach my mom about Trump in the right way, where I was like, here's the thing, Mom.
He's goaded.
Trump.
How close are we Trump to getting crazy Doug Trump, though?
Trump sucks politically, but he's genuinely hilarious. Like he's in like this.
John
I was
Lennon
like,
said Kamala is the Joe Biden of the world.
I was like, the reason people like Trump is because he kind of like tells it like it is. But the real reason people like Trump, they don't even realize this is why they like him, is because he's genuinely funny.
Yeah.
Like when he goes up on these in these like debates and just like dunks on people Like, it's, they're genuinely funny dunks. And then also kind of the audacity of it. But yeah. So I've taught my mom, I was like, Mom, the thing about Trump is, it's not like, if he wasn't a politician, there wouldn't be as many people disliking him. It's all the politics side of him that it like draws the ire. The side of him that everyone should be able to agree on is that it's he's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, and like also,
sometimes on accident, but honestly, usually on purpose.
Yeah. And there is some truth to it too, where it's because we've already went through a whole, well, we've gone through two campaign cycles already of him.
Yeah.
So the shock of him just going up and being like, "Hey, you gay, you fat," like in like 2016 yeah. or 2015, yeah. we were like, "What the fuck?
Yeah,
holy
yeah.
shit! Can you believe this guy?"
He just yeah. interrupted that guy and yeah. called him the F-slur on network TV.
Yeah, it really is like the Shane Gillis bit where like yes. the next guy tried to be like, "No, you can't talk to me." Like, shut the fuck up, dude. You're gay.
Well, like
ugly.
But now we're recently 8 years in, and we're like, oh, he's talking about birds again or whatever.
Well, he switches it up on us in so many weird ways. There's always a new Trump for a week. Like, you get new, different quotes. He's not running around calling everyone ugly anymore. He's just doing weird shit.
Well, even in the debate.
He's doing the baby voice thing I sent you where he's like, oh, baby, boo, boo, boo.
Well, in the debate when he called Biden, when he's like, he doesn't even know where he is. He's not going to remember any of this tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, he's making fun of the fact that, like, we all notice that he looks old as hell.
Well, even recently, yeah, because the new Trump was like, he had a picture of himself like up on a big screen. He was like, ah, look at that comb over.
Oh,
crazy comb over. He was just like making fun of himself.
Fucked it up. And then, yeah, he came out to Many Men, of course. Yeah. And
but
everyone lost
like,
it.
I don't politically like the President Trump. Mm. But like Trump as a guy, there's kind of a reason why he's had like, again, it's a very specific type of charisma. But he's got a very specific type of charisma.
Yeah, one of
like,
one. He's like, Christopher Walken.
He knows how to talk, and he's great at dunking on people. And it's all, it's you again, because when I told my mom about him, she was like, oh, is he like accidentally funny? I'm like, no, here's the thing. Sometimes, every once in a great while, he's like funny on accident.
Yeah, but it's not George Bush.
Yeah, it's not Bush. But where Bush was like a moron and you were laughing at him, a majority of the time when Trump is funny, it's because he wanted to be funny, and he's funny for the reason he tried. So, like, as a person, toss all the politics out. It's like, it's not hard to laugh with him at the other people because he's actually funny.
And you know what is great too? Because like, clearly Joe Biden doesn't run his social media account and stuff, so they try to do dunk shit back. So like, back when it was announced he had COVID and people were like, "What's going on?" He made whoever does his Twitter made a post that's like, "I'm sick," and then the thread was, "And tired of blah 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 blah. Donate now," or whatever. He did literally like the Bart's dead joke.
Good
like,
lord!
But
Bart's
Wheezy had a great
dead. Bart's dead.
Whoever runs Wheezy's Twitter had a great one where they just quote tweeted and put, "Motherfucker, I'm ill."
Jim,
and that's how Wheezy. I saw the first post is your retweet of Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
Jim, you know who runs Lil Wayne's account? Wheezy F baby.
It's gotta be.
Please say the motherfucking baby. It might be Toonchi though. Shark Toonchi.
Trigger fingers turn into Twitter fingers.
But also in retrospect, at least at this time and moment, having Biden drop out and Kamala step in, I mean, they kind of had to have Biden drop out, even though I never thought they would actually do it.
Yeah.
But with the way things were going with like the assassination attempt and all that, it was a smart play because, you know, everyone's attention span's so low. Like, it really kind of eclipsed a lot of, like, the come-up momentum that Trump was getting.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's no way she wins.
I
but you're right. You're
who
right
knows?
That
but, I think you're right. But
she weirdly seems like she has more of a chance than Biden because just the very change of scenery, even though she's kind of already been around.
Well, it just started
it
to dominate.
Kind of refreshes everything.
Well, it started to dominate the headlines again.
Yes.
And that's so important, is just being in the conversation, whether it's good or bad, because that's kind of Trump's thing, is like, it's like the whole, it's the old Howard Stern Private Parts movie bit where it's like, you know, what do most of his fans say that they like his show? Well, because they want to see what he's going to say next. Well, what about all the haters? Why do they listen? Oh, they want to see what he has to say next.
Yeah.
So people just talking about how much Trump sucks or whatever and how he's Hitler, it's just like dominating the conversation.
Yeah.
But like this thing with Kamala, because initially I was like, this makes no sense. But then I'm seeing people really rally behind and they're raising like millions of dollars. And I'm like, I guess that's what you got to do.
I could be wrong. I just, it kind of feels like, Like, I don't like Hillary or anything, but it feels like if a woman was going to win, it was going to be Hillary. And if Hillary couldn't get it done, how the fuck is Kamala? Now, and this isn't even me being like,
that's when the glass Mike breaks.
Where she's a dumb cop. I just, it feels impossible, right?
The glass breaks. Hillary comes out. They lose by the biggest margin of all time. She comes out. She's dancing around and stuff they're doing. I don't know. What would be their version of go to the polls? Like, hey, mog the polls.
Somebody match my
vote?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they have done a match my freak already. They must have.
I mean,
who's
everyone
gonna match
was,
my vote. Match my vote.
Everyone was making the joke, but it really has to be like Hawk Tua, March Tua the polls.
March Tua the polls.
You
yeah.
see Hawk Tua already got like booed at like a concert.
Well, I saw that she got no reaction. But I feel like I did see the clip, but I feel like they introduced her as Haley or whatever her name is. So people were probably like, who the fuck is that? Actually, let me find that real
quick. The spit slut. And then we got to get to Corey. I know we're getting bogged down.
To a concert. Because, yeah, she like introduced a country act or something. And yeah, is this it? And I think just no one like reacts. Or maybe they booed. I thought when I watched it, they just didn't react.
I mean, it is confusing if you don't say, hey, the Cock Tua girl's here for Rammstein. She's open for Jelly Roll?
Whoa, wow. Yeah, no one gave a shit. The weird thing.
Yeah, see, but here they go, give it up for Haley. And everyone's like, who the fuck is Haley?
Well, but I can't believe she couldn't get people to cheer for just the music
for
act.
For Jelly right? Roll, yeah, that's exactly.
Like, that's the hack, is just say the people that are there and the crowd goes, yeah.
She should have thrown in a like, what's up, Oklahoma? Or wherever the fuck they are, one of those
I
things.
I assume Oklahoma.
What's up, Tornado Valley?
Because I, too, recently watched Twisters, so they have to be in Oklahoma.
Yeah, Jelly Roll just got carried away.
Can't spell Oklahoma without the word home, Jim.
Well, that's true.
Or vice versa, can't spell home without Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, take me home. Oklahoma, John Denver.
But, yeah, so the Loserville tour is going on, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, do you mean the
yeah, what the hell was it?
Los Hervile
or something?
Los Hervile or something. It's whatever. So dumb I can never remember it.
Yeah, Corey Feldman, if you don't know who we're talking about, this is the Corey Feldman show. He doesn't want to say that it's the Loserville tour, so he was calling it something else when he was on the Howie Mandel show. One second, let me pull this up. So already, I mean, this was within the first week, or maybe it's been a little over a week of shows.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're copying us.
Oh yeah, of course they are. And he gets during this song here, he gets mad at his band.
Okay, yeah.
Dude, all right. I know he's capable of this, but I wanted to believe that he's like, hey, I got to keep this side of me, like. Off limits while I'm on this tour.
No, he's got 45 to 80 people to entertain right now. Everyone else is getting beer.
The ego of this guy when you're at like the county fair and you're yelling at your band is very different than when you're the like opener of a bigger thing and you kind of like,
well,
I know
dude,
it's impossible for him to
feel. This doesn't even look like they gave him the stage.
I know that he's got to be humbled. Like he should be, but he won't be. But you still got to believe that like, He's got to be trying to make a good impression. So even if he believes they deserve to be yelled at, he simply wouldn't because he doesn't want like the optics of that.
Well, actually, before we play this clip, what was even better, I was on his Twitter and one of his tweets. This is so great. He's like, please note, if you're attending any of the Loserville shows, plan on coming to my performance. Please arrive no later than 5:30 p.m. so you can be in your seats by 6 p.m. sharp. I'm the first opener. So if you get here at 6, you'll likely miss my set. We have several who have already missed us. So he's literally he's like the guy playing when everyone's still like fine, getting a beer, looking at the merch.
He's showing up so early that like it's the no one even thinks the concert has started when he's playing.
Yeah, you're literally just like trying to get in, figure out what your seat is. You're like, there's like Looney Tunes. Is Tasmanian Devil playing right now?
Well, dude, there's plenty of moments when people are like shuffling in for their seats.
Yeah.
Where everyone has these realizations like, oh yeah, fucking Corey Feldman's Goonies. Playing this show,
Shut
dude.
Up. They're like, shout out the movies, he gets mad.
Well, not even that. Like, there's just moments where they completely forgot he was on the bill until they're sitting. And then they're like, oh, yeah, that fucking guy's playing. That's right.
Bones looks weird.
Then they put in their AirPods and start watching YouTube.
So this is Bones?
Can you name the song? I actually named the song when I first was watching this clip.
One more thing. Oh, it's the Dirty Diana ripoff. What's that one called?
Yeah, I couldn't think of the name either. But I basically did the same thing you did. Like, I couldn't think of the actual name, but I did know what song it was. Yeah, Deceptive Deborah.
That's stupid.
He's
already shaking his finger at some lady.
In the midst of, like, when you sit down for Corey and he's playing your favorite song, Deceptive Deborah.
Right. He's not even playing the freak song that people know.
And then calamity ensues.
What? Because she sang?
No, listen.
Cut the track. Sorry, that was called a technical mix-up. Nobody should ever start a track until I'm on the stage, guys.
Wow.
Hey, that's
all
right. Wow. It happens, man.
Like, I don't...
That's showing up on a first date and then saying, like, I'm sorry about this thing about me and this thing about me and this thing about me. And they're like, I never would have noticed any of those things, but now you've pointed them out and I will never be able to unsee any of them.
That might be why we were having such a tough time narrowing down that it was Deceptive Deborah, because it did sound a little off.
We'll
do like the Joe Biden comparison. If you play the real song versus...
I feel like you're being a real negative Nancy about this Deceptive Deborah song.
What's so funny is like I would dare someone to even figure out what went wrong here, that yes, he had
I
to
couldn't
stop.
Anything was going wrong.
He wasn't up there in his Matador outfit yet. He's pissed. He's like, I'm putting on my little jacket. You know I can't get into the jacket easy.
It's classic ego, Corey, to think that something this bad needs to be perfect.
Well, because he said something about don't start the track till I'm on the stage. Yeah. But, like, he's on the stage. I don't know what
it must have been, like, before this. Even.
I do know that he does do, like, outfit changes in the midst of his set.
You're just supposed to stand there in silence
so
as
maybe,
the band.
He goes, like, hold on, I need to take this retarded jacket off and put on a new retarded jacket.
Maybe he was in the midst of an outfit change and they already started, and he started doing the song but got, like, 30 seconds in and was like, this don't feel right.
Oh, no, I'm coming back out still dressed in silver. Yeah. Everyone's going to make fun of me.
You know what, everyone, I'm not going to make this about me. I just think everyone in the audience deserves the perfect version of Lucky Luke.
Well, you would almost expect, like, oh, okay, well, let's just take it from one, right? Let's just redo
the
song.
No, or you just, like, it's not hard to just, like, catch back up where
you should have. Well, no, but I mean,
just roll with it.
But I mean, at the point where you've stopped, like you've already made the decision to stop it, what do you think you do at that point? Just like restart the song, or
you make a joke?
You make a joke,
but
and then
I think
you
that's
one,
what
two,
he thinks
three,
he's doing.
Four. But he's like being cunty.
I think he thinks he's making the
his body
joke.
Language is so funny. Like he's like steaming mad at when he's like looking at the drummer.
Yeah, he can't hide his anger because he's Corey Feldman.
I mean, let's play it from the start again. Let's just figure out if we can hear, listen to it for a second. Let's see if we can hear what went wrong.
Okay.
But also, let me let it play through so we can hear what he decides to do because of the issue.
Sorry, that was called a technical mix-up. Nobody should ever start a track until I'm on the stage, guys.
He's like clearly saying it to that guy.
Hey, that's all right. It happens, man. Guess you're going to have to wait for that one next time.
They can't restart the track.
He just gives up on the song?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He abandons it completely?
Not only have I never seen like a band at a concert, this is like a high school talent show thing to do. To stop a song. Like I've seen bands fuck up plenty of times. They almost never stop the song, or it's like 2 seconds, like, whoa, one, two, three.
Yeah.
like
maybe.
You know,
yeah,
like,
they look at each other and kind of laugh.
Yeah,
and then
smirk at each other, but they just keep
and then
going.
They're like, okay, now we're back on the same page.
Yeah, that's what you'd think.
Yeah, which is, you know, with an icon like Corey, I guess it just, you know, he expects better from whoever the fuck.
He stops it, puts a giant spotlight on it, and then like, abandons it. That's insane.
And everyone has no reaction, just like Hawk to a Girl, because nobody knows the song.
Yeah, dude,
it's
no one
like,
knows.
No, come on. I bet he was hoping like people be like, oh, no, come on.
Well, and I guess, yeah, you're right, Jeff. He kind of yells at the drummer, so did the drummer fuck something
up? He probably
up?
Counted them in when he wasn't on stage, because everyone else, like, it's not like they're way out of time. It does sound like shit, but they're not like way out of time.
He does wave at like the lady singer and the other guitar player. They look a little confused too, like, well, maybe something was fucked up.
It sounds like he's doing that because of the words he's saying, though.
Ah, okay. Like, maybe, yeah, they're off. Like, he couldn't be the one off with his words. Yeah. They're off with the music.
Yeah, it's crazy how everyone else fucked this up but me, but I guess we'll skip it.
Yeah, I guess we'll skip it.
It has real vibes of, like, these people will all be gone. That drummer will be gone. Because that's our drummer's also new, remember?
Yeah, he mentioned in the last video.
That drummer's gone, dude. It's going to be Corey on the skins.
Has that growth mic?
He's got like one of those bongos that like has the strap on it. And he's just playing the bongo.
Kevin Esquire in the Twitch chat. It's the band from Can't Hardly Wait, Love Burger. It totally is. Anyone order a Love Burger? Well done.
He's even dressed the same.
Hold on a second. I think the TTS isn't playing.
He is. He's dressed like Breckenmeyer in Love Burger.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I would love if he was doing that on purpose.
Or if one of them had a blue t-shirt on instead of a ridiculous outfit. Wow, Love Burger.
Deceptive Deborah.
Can we hear the raw version real quick?
Oh yeah, no, I got it ready. We'll listen to the regular version after this, just to see how it compares and try to find out what got fucked up.
Yeah, I like Corey's old stuff. That's the problem. Yeah. That would piss me off. They're playing a cut like this.
Yeah, I'd be happy that they get banned at it.
It's probably he has such a tight schedule. He's like, we can't even restore it. Well, the song was only supposed to be a minute 30.
You know what? You're right. But also,
Limp Bizkit's going to beat me up.
This guitar player over on the side here, he does like kind of mimic that he's off or he doesn't know where they're at.
Yeah.
Because like he's kind of like reacting.
You're telling me Corey's musicians are easily confused and not good at improv.
The guitar player's either looking at the other guitar player or the drummer a band doing what we all mentioned, trying to get back on the same page, like to go, okay, I'm hearing Corey. Here's where we, okay, now we're all back. But instead, Corey just goes, fuck it, ejection seat, eat shit, everybody.
I think it's clear what happened at the beginning of the song. The drummer looked over and he saw Wes Borland going like, he's like, whoa, and started drumming.
Whoa, one, two, three. Oh,
some sort of cool. Or I guess he's more of a.
Sorry, that was called a technical mix-up. Nobody should ever start a track until I'm on the stage.
Well, I guess fuck it. We're out of here.
Hey, that's all right. It happens, man. Guess you're gonna have to wait for that.
Look at all these great conversations happening.
Sorry, guys.
Dude, even the drummer's
moving
like,
right
what?
Yeah. Wait,
moving right along, what's he moving to, though? Let's see.
Well, I love how it's like, yeah, maybe next time, guys. What are you talking about?
You know, the deadheads, the Corey-style deadheads that just follow Corey around.
We'll play that song next time. Sorry. We love you, Lou.
Then he's like, well, I'll get my guitar now.
Dude, that's an insane decision to make.
He nails the
start. Do we hear? What's the start? Do we hear it at all? Oh, I think they're about to start fucking the joke because you can kind of hear the circus music. Yeah, the circus music is about to kick in.
You nailed that. I thought you meant he was going to say a joke. I forgot the joke existed. Wait, how's that go again so I can never forget it all week?
Remember, it starts with
the joke is on you. But what's the part we love? Have a dab.
Oh, yeah.
Has a butter. Has a Feldman.
It was all just a joke.
Oh yeah,
he did. That's a good segue, though.
Dude,
it's a joke.
Can you imagine? You're at this show, and this guy that used to be in movies starts a song and then cancels it and goes, "Oops, we're not playing that anymore." And you're like, "Huh?" And then you hear,
"Press the circus button,"
and he's grabbing a guitar, and you're like, "What the fuck is going on right now? Because
the problem is the circus music, they just press Windows Media Player, they press play. There's like 5 minutes of silence for the other songs, and then it starts exactly 5:12. And he saw that coming up. He's like, Audible, I got to be the professional here since Wes Borland spooked my whole band. Well, and then Bones was in the rafters like, ugh.
Ace in the Twitch chat, wait a minute, is there a chance that this was a self-aware bit, like going into the joke? For a second, I mean, there isn't. But I also did think that, though. But I do the thing that I'm always want to do. I'm such an optimistic person that I give Corey Feldman way too much credit.
Yeah.
Because I did find someone else has a full set. Although he doesn't do this song.
Fuck.
He does some other song and then goes into the joke. But they don't do a bit or anything like that. Yeah, so there's no way it was a bit.
There is no goodwill left
but
for
you
Corey
would almost
for
see...
anyone to believe. If it was anyone else,
well, yeah, the book is in goodwill.
Huh? Oh, shit, yeah. There's seven.
There's lots of goodwill
there's
for
There's seven box sets at the Goodwill.
I couldn't afford seven box sets. I've ruined.
Because you could almost see that a band would do something like that and setting up like a song. But yeah, not Corey.
He would refuse to do that because the only thing more embarrassing to him than pretending to than actually messing up and having to abandon a song is pretending to mess up because he would never allow that to happen.
But yeah, let's hear a little of the actual Deceptive Deborah.
Okay. No, he didn't do this part. Maybe he was pissed he couldn't do that part. This is alarming. This is what I imagine Wes Borland's doing in the back. She said she loves you, but she don't really mean it. Her face is lying when you look in her eyes. She plays it straight, but you know she's deceiving. I like it's like Donkey Kong sounds. Bonk. Bonk.
I mean, the drummer was nailing it, at least. At least he was the one that was on time.
He's
really
nailing
does.
It.
It sounds like one
bop,
of those
bop, bop, bop.
Donkey Kong Country levels where like you have to like turn the flaming barrels on and off.
It's like when like you're in high school and someone has a guitar and someone has drums. You're like, let's jam out.
Yeah.
Bop, 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 bop. Wow. Oh, cut the track.
Sorry, that was called a technical mix-up. Nobody should ever start a track until I'm on the stage, guys.
Ugh, that's... wait, hold on. Let
the
me
body language and the voice he uses is
imagine
so...
Imagine being the best musician in a Corey Feldman band.
Yeah. Let me pull this clip up again, just this part. Imagine getting dressed down by Corey Feldman and he's doing the, like... The he's doing like condescending movements
Come
to you.
On,
yeah,
man.
You're like 25. You're like, I don't even know who you are.
He's doing the voice, but also the way he's like kind of shimmying back and forth. Like, come on, guys.
Come on, bro. You know that I'm the talent.
Nobody should ever start a track until I'm on the stage, guys.
I mean, I would murder him there in
you
front
can tell
of everyone.
The drummer's like not stoked, and then when he abandons the song, the drummer's like, "What the fuck? I guess I'll just go."
Yeah. So yeah, Deceptive Deborah. Blood in her eyes, you get it.
I was rocking back and forth with my eyes closed.
You like the picture where he just put a blood drop over the eye?
Oh, yeah. That's an emoji blood drop, too.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's how you beat copyright. You just put a little emoji on someone's Jolo painting.
So, yeah, Limp Bizkit also brought Corey out to dance during one of their songs, Living It Up.
Fred Durst just thinks it's funny.
Well, I mean, yeah, Fred Durst is wearing like a weird, crazy, curly hair wig and shit. So he's just having a blast. Wes Borland's in this clip doing his Wes Borland thing.
Is that Wes Borland?
Yeah.
I can't see his teeth or eyes. That's casual Wes Borland. I wish that was his real hair. That would be awesome. I don't know if he has all of that.
He's been wearing that on every show.
I like how he comes out and he's like, Corey Feldman said to tell you guys what's up, and he like barely gets like a smattering
of applause.
Nah,
okay.
All right. Oh, did Fred Durst say what's up to us? Cool.
Well, you know, Corey's backstage fucking seething over it.
But now he brings him out here during the track.
But I'm saying Corey was standing on the edge.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
he heard that and he's like, why didn't the fucking audience react?
Wait a minute, stop the song. How about we start the song when I'm on stage?
He gets all cunty. And clearly Corey was on the stage in front of this stage. Look at how huge the stage is.
Oh yeah,
Corey was on the ground.
Yeah, when they have to block off like the main set.
I think he wasn't even elevated basically above the crowd. He was like a step lower, like in front of this stage.
Can Corey not hear the music? Because the motions he's making are as if the music is, he can't hear it.
He's not familiar with this genre. He's more of a funk, a psycho weirdo.
I think based off his movements, he's been deaf the whole time and hasn't heard any music that he dances to. He sees the music, Mike.
Oh, like Daredevil?
Yeah. What do you think he's sipping on? A nice warm glass of milk?
That's a great screenshot right there.
Yeah.
Kill me.
Looks like a sick flat ginger ale.
Hold on a minute. That's the tallest I've ever seen him, and that doesn't look anything like Corey. Is this a fake Corey?
Yeah, is this
the fuck is that?
This is bigger Corey. This is Corey.
he's doing rap hands. I like that he's embarrassed to dance to this. He's like self-aware for the first time.
Why is he on stage?
Because he's living it up.
Like, he looks like a guy that wandered up on stage and no one has asked him to leave yet.
Yeah, like a fan wanders up, but security's like, he's harmless.
Yeah, because that's
let him be.
That's what he's acting like.
It's just some lady.
Some chick with no lips is up on stage.
Oh, he ain't done yet, dude.
Here we go. Here we go. What if he's really good? Okay.
Yeah. Dude, he's doing his hyper running man from What's Up with the Youth.
I know. He doesn't have the MCLs for it anymore, but the arms are still there. He wasn't hitting the legs.
I only wish there was a dancing midget in a little skirt in front of him.
I forgot about that. He's like going so hard in that arm shirt. I love it.
Who's more happy that baggy pants are bad than Fred Edward Durst?
Oh, hell yeah.
Fredward himself.
I wish this cameraman understood the assignment and would film Corey more. Yeah. What's Corey doing?
What's he doing?
Stop filming Limp Bizkit.
Whenever Corey's not on screen, we're always asking, what is Corey?
Yeah, where's Corey?
Now, here we go.
He even said, go Corey. Corey's like, nah, I'm going to dance when Corey wants to dance. I'm not going to be told to dance.
He would be kicked off the stage if, like, they're like, come up here and dance. And he was in the audience.
He gets up to try to DJ at DJ Lethal's booth, and DJ Lethal kicks the shit out of him.
Shaggy 2 Dope drop kicks him like he did Fred Durst.
I could see Corey being the, like the white girl that Kendrick pulls up on stage that then says the N-word when invited to sing along.
Yeah.
Yeah, during a song that doesn't have it, he just says it. It's all about the beep.
Is Corey also hopping on the baggy pants bandwagon?
Yeah, he's casual. Maybe they dressed him up.
Yeah. Hey, where are you going, Corey? Don't leave.
He's hanging out with the bassist. Who the fuck is the bassist in Limp Bizkit? Everyone else got a name.
I mean, he's doing everyone a favor by not distracting them during, like, a good set.
He should be, like, spraying people in the front with, like, a fire extinguisher type thing.
It's So you think Fred Durst is like, hey, come back out, Corey. Come back out. And we miss you, man.
I wonder if Corey realizes that he's not asking No Face to come out. he's not asking anybody else to come out. He's not asking Nick Bones or whatever his name is. He's bringing out Corey. Corey's a fucking embarrassing travesty.
Oh, I forgot to, before I get into that, because going back to when he yelled at his band, I feel like we watched this on the show last year, but...
We've watched this like 100 times, Jim.
Because this, we got to bring it back to when he yelled at his...
I was referencing this. Yes. When you're at the county fair, you can fucking correct your dumb wife and band all you want.
Yeah, when he... well, he was at Riot Fest and he yelled at his band also.
Yeah.
Dude, he comes out immediately annoyed.
Oh, they started the track without him.
That one's crazy.
I forgot about that.
Dude, he's not even trying to hide how
Is he comes out pissed at first, but then he's like, you know what? Let the music take over.
And he misses his cue. That's what happened. He's like, okay, I got this. Fuck.
But then you see
he yells at his wife like a dog who's got something in its mouth.
Yeah, it's flashes of a fucking Lifetime movie abusive husband. Start it over.
When a pet does something, you're like, don't you fucking do that.
Never start the trap while I'm still inhaling a whippet.
It's like, all right, I'm pissed, but you know what? I'm a professional. I'm going to do it. All right, I'm going to do it. I feel it. You know what? Fuck this.
Start over.
I don't have the track coming from my mind.
Yeah! What did he say there? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Sounded like he said, what the fuck?
I don't have the track coming through. What the fuck?
I don't have the track coming from my mind.
Yeah! On the same count. Really?
That's so funny.
Into the mic.
This is your hero, everybody.
Yeah. This is who you prop up on such a pewter pedestal.
This is the true colors.
Thank you, Ace. Ace handed out some gift subs. I think right now, there's something Twitch is doing where you get like fucking Apple TV Plus if you sub. So
shit.
Yeah.
You know what I got for Ace? I got some gift dubs.
Hey!
Some dubs for Ace.
Those are threes.
And remember, if...
that's for you, Jeff.
If you get a sub or if you get a gift sub, you do get access to the archives on Twitch. So
a pissed sub.
Absolutely. What's great is that...
That's the worst joke I've ever made. And Jim fucking acted like it was good.
Yeah,
that's why Jim's a good guy. I made the worst joke anyone's ever made.
I laughed.
And Jim was like, and you laughed? And Jim was like, yup, let's do this.
Corey is being, he's showing his true colors. Like, he's being the classic, bratty actor.
The diva.
What the hell?
It's actually the scene that's in Pee Wee's Big Adventure when the actor kid's yelling at everyone else on.
Yeah.
He's like, ready? I have been ready since first call. Roll. Yeah. And it's like, and I think Corey's even told a lie that he was supposed to play that part in Pee Wee's Big Adventure. But now I feel like he's mixed up the story and it was actually based off
his reality.
Yeah. It was actually based off him being a bratty piece of shit. Because it's so funny when he's like, come on, guys. All at once, guys.
Yeah, on the same count this time, you guys.
If you can, you cunt.
Count, everybody. Really?
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 Really? On the same count, everybody. Really?
I was in the back trying to get into my trash bag suit, and you fucked up the track.
And the guitar player's literally like, I can't hear my audio. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do.
At the same count. 8, 3, 2, go.
Wow. Wow.
They start playing the other song. Here he comes.
Dude, imagine having to perform the rest of your 15-minute set after this awkward, annoying guy.
Yeah, all these people that aren't in the band anymore. Like, literally, I don't think. Maybe the bassist. Oh, no, that's the guitarist who doesn't have a guitar.
Oh, yeah, what, he has to go plug something in?
Well, he couldn't hear any of his audio.
So they started without
off.
Him.
Oh, my God, he's yelling at Corey's wife as well.
Well, no, what I said was, like, over on the edge, he was like, I can't hear
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, I can't hear
and
anything.
And Corey was just ignoring him.
Yeah.
So Corey went to start the song and didn't notice it. He's like, he took his guitar off and put it on the ground, but everyone else started anyway because Corey said they had to.
And he's freaking out because he knows Corey's going
to
yell at
him. Yeah, Corey's going to notice him. He's like, dude, if we have to restart this song twice, Corey's not going to let me eat for a week.
It's so great he yells at Corey's wife.
And it is. I love that it literally is like plugging one thing in.
Yeah.
So she is a dumb bitch. And I like that he doesn't stop the song when this is way worse. 1,000 times worse.
That's because he's a professional.
This is kind of raw, no guitar.
Yeah, it's kind of better.
It's kind of like the Urban Assault Vehicle version.
Yeah, it's like a worse version to air raid. Somehow.
You're an air raid guy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Air Raid's the good one.
I don't know.
Air Raid's difference. The real one. Urban Assault Vehicle's the one with all the rappers.
Yeah.
You don't like Black Guys? That's the bad one. No, it's a bad one.
You don't like Black Guys?
I don't like that song. It's a bad song.
That's crazy to say that.
They take Roland, one of the best Limp Bizkit songs. And
who's in it?
It's just a bunch of rappers. I don't know.
Jesus.
It's like Ice Cube or Blue Method Man or Red Man or something.
Blue Method Man. It's like the Blue Grinch.
Yeah, the Blue Grinch.
BLUEEMETHOD.
But yeah, it's not good. Jim, play it.
Well, no, because I was letting you guys discuss Roland.
Yeah, it's just a worse.
Play the fucking shit.
It's like proof that like that song is magic because there's a bad version of it that exists.
I don't know. I still like Black
Play
Guys.
During the break, Jim. It's bad. No one will like it.
I feel like we've done this 7 different times where I'm like, I don't remember the song. You're like, play it. It's bullshit.
I am like vitriolic about it.
Is Luda in there?
I don't think so.
Fuck.
Ooh, get that kick going. What's the guitar player doing? I just want to watch him the
whole
time.
He's still fucked up?
He's still trying to get his shit working, yeah.
This is crazy without the guitars.
All right, he's getting back. Guitar player's back now. No, he can't hear still.
It's Redman, Method Man, and DMX.
That sounds like a winning combination.
That's a bad song. Should be, but it's not.
I'm rolling. Did I nail it?
Yeah.
They still can't figure it out.
Oh, there are the guys trying to hook shit up.
I can't believe he's held it together this long.
So I played a live show. My band opened for Panic at the Disco. Yeah. And there was a point in time where, like, playing live, it's, like, easy to get a little frazzled. And there was a point in time where I couldn't hear. Kind of like this guy. I couldn't hear anything, and I lost track of where we were. But I could tell where the singer was, so I did what he's doing. And I stopped, and I was like, I'm going to be guy that's trying to make the crowd.
Yeah, just do the claps.
And so I got the crowd clapping until I figured out where we were, and then I started playing again. That's exactly what this guy's doing. He's like,
that's good.
Trying to act like it's not a disaster.
You just gotta start pointing at people like yeah. That's what you're doing. Maybe spin your guitar around.
Well, this cameraman also doesn't understand the assignment because there are guys off screen now trying to fix the keyboard, which I want to see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Huh? Sounds like such shit.
I hear guitar coming in.
I love when a audience doesn't like you or your music and you walk up to the edge and go, yeah!
And no
yeah!
one does
Yeah,
anything.
There's nobody crowding yeah. you and grabbing you.
All right, they're getting into it now. This must have been after he fired her ass from the tour for being sick.
Well, you know he was yelling at all the roadies and tech crew and stuff because he has no respect for anyone. God, man. Every time I see this guy perform, it's like a new... It's like I'm seeing it for the first time, and I'm like, how is this how he wants people to see
him? Does he talk... I wonder if they have anything after the song. Do you think he says anything like, sorry, folks, on to the next song, though?
Yeah, it's crazy. You watch this video like 100 times, and I don't know. The only way you said something is if it's something passive aggressive at the cost of everybody else. So like he apologizes for how bad they are and how unprofessional they are or something.
He really proves he is the comeback king.
That's
how
true.
He handles these types of situations. The king. You know when I'm gone. Send a scene like a blank screen. You can never. I like the bass going like ow, ow.
It is ironic that
this is like the biggest crowd he's ever had.
He fucked up Comeback King and had to restart it.
I wish we had what he says after.
Oh, yeah. This is like when people wrestle at Level Up. This is like the biggest crowd that he's ever been in front of before.
Someone does have his set from Loserville here.
Let's see. What tracks do we got?
We do want to hear. We did want to hear the joke, right?
Oh,
because he plays
4K.
Do they play? Does he play Pia's Poop?
He played. I don't think so. Because it's like, what, a 27-minute? No, he doesn't.
Just the
he plays deceased or diseased before he plays
he the
joke this time. I don't know if we know diseased.
That's the end of Texas Chainsaw. I love Diseased. What a great song.
Head of Diseased.
This is where he gets the guitar out. Speaking of diseases, is a
joke. He's pissed. He's pissed about something. The hat. He doesn't want the hat. They tried to put a bowler cap up there for him for some reason. Like a, wouldn't it be a top hat?
Oh, for his clown part?
What?
Oh, no.
He's got a drill with him. Whoa! Wow! I love that he's in. He's in a, for the podcast. He was in a real hurry to plug his guitar in. He shoot frantic. Away. He like barely got a chance, and then he's like, "Oh yeah!" Reaches down, pulls up a drill with three air horns on it, and goes, "Wah,
dude!"
Wah.
I frantically racing to the moment he needed to be, and then the last second,
he's like, "No hat, no hat."
I swear, when he pulled it up, he had a fart gun. I thought it was a fart gun that he pulled up. Well, it's so funny because you can almost guarantee he doesn't need the guitar for this.
No, he doesn't.
But it's so important to him to get the guitar for this song that he almost misses his cue. Well, he does miss his
he's
cue.
He's pissed. He's
to bring
behind.
Up his
bowler, the bowler cap threw him off. He's like, bowler cap?
Let me see the bowler cap. I don't think
they
I
put a bowler cap on the thing. He knocks it aside and like says something to the guy. And he's pissed. It just doesn't have his guitar
he's
plugged
so
in.
He's so mad all the time.
Oh, yeah, all right, because the cap's on his guitar, right? That's his, it's Michael Jackson cap.
No, but it's like a bowler cap. Oh, no, it is his Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it's his Michael Jackson
get
cap.
Get the shit out of here.
I can't do it. I can't play the bullhorns.
I don't have enough time.
Yeah, I got to plug in. Where's my fucking horn gun?
And he keeps almost knocking that drink over.
Where's my horn gun? This is important, guys.
Dude, it's like unplugged and not working, and he's barely... Dude, he really is. It's like when you're watching like something and you're like listening to a song, and you're like, wait, so there's only 3 seconds left, but it feels like more of that is left. And then you're like, oh, they fit it in. Like, he is really just
oh God.
Edge of his teeth, the skin of his teeth barely making
it
in on
time. Yeah, look at the fear in his eyes. He's like, fuck, I gotta get the Hornetron.
And he thinks he's got it, and he's like, oh, shit, it's not plugged in. Dude, the Hornetron!
It's already like a cacophony of nonsense, and he doesn't even need that part at all.
Look
but
at
he
the
has
bassist.
To.
One, it's custom made.
You better get that horn.
He has a custom made to blow three times as a goof at the beginning of this.
Y'all better
song.
Not lose that horn. Better not lose that horn.
Better get the horn. Corey.
Oh fuck! I lost the horn.
Well, it's great because they do the thing that he hates. Because he's clearly not ready, and they're starting the song without him.
Like, Fred Durst took all the musicians back. It's like 30 minutes exactly. Exactly 30 minutes.
That this band is never on the same page. Like, ever.
Well, because you have to imagine, like, you think about it, like, oh, yeah, I
start
guess they
the
don't.
Start the song when he's plugged in, guys. I'm with Corey. Yeah.
I guess they don't practice or rehearse, maybe, like, once or twice.
No, they probably, you know. Once.
Dude, it's so funny that we just watched many clips of him getting mad that they started a song without him, and they do exactly that.
Yeah, I'm actually, but maybe I'm on Corey's side.
I think they keep starting on the normal time, and Corey's always fucking late. That's what I think.
Yeah, like, no, you're right. He definitely plays a part in it.
What do you guys think the common denominator is? The band always messing up or Corey?
Oh, no, where the fuck is it? Fuck, I gotta plug in.
They really left him out there to dry, too. Where is that even supposed to be in the real song?
I don't... It's supposed to be during the circus music, yeah. I feel.
But he was like, I'm not going to just not do it. What? Blowing this horn isn't a song of mine. I can't simply not do it.
It's kind of the most important part of the song, the truck horn on a drill. They gave him no chance. He's playing with his fingers. That's so funny. He's playing his guitar like a bass.
Oh.
That rules.
Yeah, this was very... This was very necessary.
It starts malfunctioning and just doing the horn.
If
the
only
whole time.
He had some picks within arm reach somewhere. But where could he reach within arm's reach to grab a pick?
He's a finger picker, bro. You know, I use two fingers and strum like a guitar hero. He's so out of breath and pissed.
I can't wait to hear what he's
sick. He's also sick and dying, according to what his face. He looks like Anthony Cumia right now.
I want to hear him be Corey. You know what he looks like? A middle schooler who just learned how to play guitar? Because he hasn't stopped looking at his guitar this entire time, and he's playing the simplest thing I've ever seen.
Well, he's realizing, fuck it. I guess it's like they say, it's not that easy to play and sing at the same time.
Jesus Christ.
Never should have attempted this for the first time. End with the Hornetron on the Fritz. The damn Hornetron's a bite of its own.
Look at him.
Yeah, because he's not even.
He has like a bar chord.
Yeah, it's not even playing chords. He's playing a single finger fret bar chord.
He should just slide the guitar to his back, do the cool thing where you just and then just because he's messing up the.
Because he's like this sweating a G.
Fuck, my hands hurt.
What's he whammy?
Judy's.
There's not even. He didn't even play a note. He just went down.
He literally is doing Guitar Hero stuff.
Dude, you know he was pissed that the whammy bar didn't do anything right there.
He didn't play anything.
You know it's the band's fault, not his though.
It's the whammy bar doesn't work. Hornetron's all out of key.
Watch him go for it though,
dude. It really is like they like someone on like a prank show is like, okay, you have to go out there, and we're not going to tell you what anything is. But you just have to go with it and just hope it works.
Yeah, Sal Volcano's in his ear like, get the Hornetron. Yeah.
Watch him go for it.
Here comes the Kerry King solo. It's like when they said that Sex Pistols used to like leave the what's his name?
Johnny Rotten.
The other guy, the main guy.
Sid Vicious,
they'd leave unplugged. His bass unplugged and he'd just be like... Because, his whammy bar, they actually had a hard line. They cut the cord on its whammy bar. It doesn't work anymore. Because he used to just be up there like, wow, wow, wow. My shred bar's on the fritz. Oh, here we go.
This isn't him.
There you go. Oh, he does have a pick. He's just holding it terribly.
No, but the guitar we're hearing is the other guy.
Are you sure?
Well, he did play. Bomb, bomb.
Breakdown. The drummer never seems to know what he's doing. I blame the drummer for all this.
Zabba dabba doo doo!
Do they have any footage of like Riff Raff bringing him out? Because isn't Riff Raff emceeing the thing?
He's like the host. You know what's even better now?
He's
like
the ghost.
Now that I know the lyrics to this song, is that
do?
Just now, from watching the video constantly, Just now, one of his lyrics was, doing this for 30 years, something, something. But imagine saying that as you're struggling to play your fucking train horn and your whammy bar that doesn't work.
It's like a real dark turn on the lyrics when you're doing this for 30 years.
Your single string
guitar strap
chords.
Falls off.
Yeah.
Fuck. He's like shaking his head. He's going to cry. He's shrugging. He's gonna have one of those full breakdowns where he like lays on the stage and like just stops playing.
Yeah.
And they're like, Corey Feldman has a drug fueled meltdown. They put a fake red button on there. They're like, that's the awesome button. Whoa! There we go.
You got something there.
No, we didn't.
It went wah, 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 wah.
No. Oh, fuck yeah. Saxophone?
Oh, shit.
Now he's. What do you think about it now, Mike?
Oh shit, Corey.
That's not guitar.
He's
playing.
Shredding.
He's not playing guitar.
Yeah, he's shredding.
Ooh.
Whoa, Corey Cobain. Corey Cobain, everybody. Oh shit, is this Frampton? It is an awesome button. Just mutes his shit. It's the stop button.
guys, wait. You didn't hear did you hear the final chord?
Oh, yeah.
Listen again.
Look at it.
And try and have it not make you shit. It's like a brown note. It sounds like the noise of Guitar Hero when you fuck up a song.
Yeah, when you fuck up a long note and it goes... Bleh. Smashes the guitar.
No, he's pissed. Dude, you know he's pissed.
Stop showing off with hammer-ons. Oh shit, new guitar.
Oh my god,
this
come
one's
on.
Plugged in or no?
Joining us on sax, Mr. Jimmy Reed. Blah, blah.
he's doing his sax solo and he's spraying the
horn.
Wait, hold on.
Still
hold
going,
on.
I see.
Let me hear
he's
that.
He's so mad that the sax player is still going.
And on.
He literally went,
hold on, let that play. Let me hear that.
Jimmy Reed. And on
just gives up.
Shut up!
Just and on Malcolm.
You sound like shit. Where were you when Curry died? He's the saxophone player's like, I don't even know what he's playing.
Dude, all of them are playing a different song right now. Dude. The drummer, the guitar player, Corey, and the sax player are
Walk,
all playing
I
different songs.
I
kind
of want to hear the beginning of Walk because I don't remember.
I don't know if we know Walk.
Well, you're hearing four versions.
Look at Corey shred. Hear that solo?
It's not Corey.
I don't believe. I think I know how guitars work. What? He's all up on the top, dude.
Dude, can you imagine if you liked Limp Bizkit?
Oh, this is like
and this is what you're listening
this
to.
This is like some sort of Neil Young style, or no, like Tom Petty. This is sounds like Tom Petty. Damn, is that Bob Seger up there?
Walk. Man, saxophone guy's still out there on the next song.
Fuck yeah.
Let's hear a little
You know what'd be cool?
He finishes with Go For
During
It.
During sections where there's not any saxophone, he like pretends it's guitar. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh man, he made
that old guy.
I don't think his keyboard lady didn't have the angel stuff on earlier, right?
I don't know. I was too busy looking at
she doesn't, but Go For It, he makes her put the angel gear on.
She has
look
a matching outfit. She has a matching outfit.
Look at this
with
old guy in the background. He rules.
That's Corey from the future.
Yeah, don't
here to get mad at young Corey if he doesn't do well.
That's actually Bones. He goes up there. Come on, I'm in a minute. This sounds nothing like the song.
I was going to say, he's doing that thing that he did like with What's Up With The Youth. He changes it up.
Wow. And it's way worse. I'm sorry to say it. I'm Corey to say it. There's Kerry King on the side. Click. Oh, that TTS, you didn't hear it, but you're going to want to hear it.
Go for it?
Yeah, it is. That's what I was saying. He Corey-fied it up. He made it different.
Holy shit, you're right. I didn't even realize this is Go For It.
Ace in the chat. Guys, this seriously might be the best episode of the show. I'm literally crying laughing. YouTube viewers, you have to start coming to hang out live every Friday on YouTube and Twitch.
Oh,
that's true. That's fucking true. Why don't you go for it? Ace.
Thanks, Ace.
He's sending live.
Thank you, Ace.
More like based.
More like based.
Oh, you missed. Did you, Mike? You weren't watching.
Sorry, I was looking at Jim because of how bad this was.
You missed the best part.
Okay.
I don't know if I saw either.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, suck it.
Fucking suck it. Oh, did the classic God. Michael Jackson suck my dick move.
All right, I guess that's.
I love that the cameraman immediately cut the camera, like, all right, we're done.
Yeah.
Wow, the audience isn't even pretending to cheer.
No, why would you? Just like, you give, he's getting the standard, like, you know, hey, opening act. Ah, all right, hey, people, thank you.
Sympathy clap.
Get the fuck out of here. So, yeah, there you go. Loser Tour is still rocking and, well, it just started rocking and rolling.
Yeah. Corey's pathetic.
They're already on one.
Corey should wear a West Borland mask.
Thank you for the TTS, Ace. Although, yeah, that you got drowned out by Go For It,
yeah.
By the new Corey-fied version of Go For It.
Yeah, he like ruins his bad songs worse. And banana, rice, and tomato. It's having a brat girl summer, though. He's been a brat for a long time.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Real bratty vibes on the fucking stage, yelling at people and shit.
But that is a part one, ladies and gentlemen.
I love you. Whoever's listening to this, I love you.
Yeah. Did you hear that? He's talking to you.
Talking to you right now. I love you.
That's parasocial relationship, Mike.
I love you.
We'll be back.